It's the kind of hobby that can leave you a muddy mess and put a big smile on your face as low tide on the River Thames puts you in touch with the lives of Londoners from long ago. Coming up on today's Travel with Rick Steves, Laura Makelam tells us how mudlarking the banks of the Thames can reveal treasures from London's past. If you've ever driven Route 66 and stopped for a bowl of chili at a roadside diner, chances are people at one of the other tables near you were speaking German and making a vacation out of a classic American road trip across the desert Southwest. The unique American landscapes and the many cultures that call it home seem to hold a fascination for many a German tourist. In just a second, we turn the tables on a Munich-based journalist who once interviewed me for a German magazine on how to become a cultural chameleon. Stefan Wagner joins us now to look at what sets Americans apart from their European cousins. Stefan, nice to have you back with us on Travel with Rick Steves.
Great to be here. Thanks, Rick.
You know, I like to say that we can learn about our own culture by leaving it and looking at it from a distance. And in a sense, that's what I'd love to do right now with a lightning round of quick little cultural observations. So this is like a quick association game. I don't know if you've ever done that in Munich, but I'm going to say the topic, and you're going to just give me your take as a German, okay? So if we're thinking about America from Germany's point of view, if I say Disneyland, what do you think?
Well, I went there in 2015, and it was a very interesting experience for me because I walked among a plastic redwood forest right a day after having gone through a real redwood forest. It's definitely a place everybody should check out once in his or her life, especially if you have kids, but it's probably not the place you have to go back a lot of times.
Do it once. All right. Big cars.
Big cars. Yes, big cars. We have little cars, but we go a lot faster on the Autobahn. And if there's something you want to travel at the speed of a cruise missile, go to Germany.
So we got the big engines, but you've got fast cars and well-engineered highways. What about the Great American Road Trip?
I did a piece on that, and it's I did a lot of research on it. It's actually one of the big things for Europeans to come to the U.S. for, travel Route 66 or travel anywhere, experience the vastness of this country with their own road movie soundtrack in the background. It's one of the biggest things for Europeans to come to the U.S. for.
You know, when I drive over Germany, which is the size of Montana with one third of our population, I look down from the airplane and I see little towns well contained, close together, and then green spaces in between. And I don't see the vast expanse that you're talking about. So it is interesting that a German would come to the United States because of the distance between the cities.
It's a small world compared to a big world. And it's the big world that we are really fascinated by.
In that case, let's talk Texas.
Texas. Big hats, good burgers, lots of cows.
All right. American beer.
Love it.
Yeah.
It's a very surprising answer, but I think your microbrewery trend is just amazing, and I've been tasting American beer for 30 years. Gets better every year.
And you're coming from Munich, which I think it's like the self-proclaimed beer capital of Germany.
Well, we love to try different things, and I really think you do great stuff there.
And how about American Oktoberfests?
I haven't been to one yet, but I can highly recommend the German one. Bring a lot of thirst and bring a lot of money, too.
You know, we have an Oktoberfest in my town, and they don't let dogs and they don't let children. Can dogs and children go to the Oktoberfest?
Absolutely. They're an integral part of the Oktoberfest.
There you go. That was my feeling. If you went to a party and the theme was to dress up like an American, what would you wear?
Well, I'm old. I'd probably wear a cowboy hat and some chaps.
A cowboy hat? Okay, that would be fun. You'll come to my party.
Well, we had this writer in the 19th century, Karl May, who described a lot of fantastic stories about Indians and cowboys and the American culture and the pioneer spirit before Westerns. And that strangely formed the German idea of what the American West is like. He's never, ever been to. It's still very pervasive, popular book still. Every kid has read these books. I'm not even sure if you can read it in English, if there's any translations,
no.
Because you have the real thing.
But that's interesting to know that there is a romanticized image of many things in America's past over the Atlantic.
Very much so.
And that's why Buffalo Bill was such a hit when he came to Europe with his Buffalo Bill Wild Cowboy and Indian show, you know.
And there's still people reenacting cowboys and Indians in parks in Germany.
Speaking of romanticism, what about American communities that are German? like I live near a town called Leavenworth up in the mountains, and it's a touristy place, and it's a faux German community, and it's kind of a lot of fun for a lot of people.
To be very honest, it's an interesting take because it's sort of a conversation of what Germany used to be like in the 50s or 60s. It's not the current Germany, so even more of a reason to actually go and look at what it's like now, half a century later.
That's a very good point, because when I was a kid, it was all cuckoo clocks. Everybody bought a cuckoo clock. Nobody talks about cuckoo clocks now.
You can still get them, but they do look different, but the cuckoo's still there.
The cuckoo's still there. Stefan Wagner is a journalist based in Munich and helping us see America through German eyes right now on Travel with Rick Steves. His beat includes societal trends, travel, science, and politics in North America for the German audience. You'll find his work in prominent German language print and online publications. Stefan, if I say the word Las Vegas, what does a German think?
Have to be there. I personally love this place for 2 days, and then I'm super happy to walk off to the desert and just sit there on my own and reflect of what I've seen. But it's a great place. Everybody has to just experience it once in his or her own life, because it's crazy. And that's one thing I think Germans love about the U.S. It's the variation. It's the contrasts. It's the huge variety of things that you have to offer, from deserts to the Caribbean, from mountains to crazy cities, from New York to a town in Nebraska. It's everything you could possibly imagine, and it's the full picture.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll, it's probably the biggest cultural influence that we have experienced in Germany's turned the general mood towards the U.S. in a very positive way. Everybody loved Elvis. Everybody loved rock and roll. It changed behavior. It changed the culture. You can't overestimate it, the influence of American music on Europe.
Fast food.
Sometimes I love it. Most times I hate it.
What do you have for fast food in Germany? I've seen pretzel stores that sell all kinds of pretzels on the freeway off-ramp.
There's pretzels, there's donor stores, there's, of course, the indomitable sausage in all kinds of variations. So there's plenty of stuff, but as you know, it's probably not really the healthiest part.
We have the term gut bomb. Do you know this word, gut bomb?
I haven't heard, but I'll use it from now on.
Gut bomb. How would you say that auf Deutsch? A stomach explosion.
It's stomach filler, Magenfüller.
Okay, you can go home and start that phrase. Movie stars.
Well, I mean, what do you say? It's the biggest cultural influence that you can possibly have on the world is Hollywood, and it's still going strong. Everybody in every country of the world knows about the big movie stars. I think one of my favorites is probably the older stars, Humphrey Bogart, and I hate to say it, even Brad Pitt is not the youngest anymore, but these are the people that we still sort of look up to and admire.
So would you say movie stars, American movie stars, are bigger in Germany with the young generation and the movie-going generation than German movie stars?
I would say so, yes. It's a very dominant cultural force that... Everybody knows these people.
Because Americans, we're not aware that we have such a huge market. But if you lived in a smaller culture, Norway, you would draw from a bigger culture's music and movie stars. Germany is a big culture, but it's about a third of ours from a people point of view. Getting back to rock stars, is your rock and roll world mostly Germans or a mix or mostly Americans?
It's a mix. I'd say 80% non-German, 20% German.
But 80% non-German.
It's a growing trend to have more German music, but it's still...
Okay.
If you look back on the 20th century, I mean, it's everything is American. Literature, culture, the arts, theater, music, everything.
Donald Trump.
Heard of him? I think in general, there's a mixed take in most other countries. I would say in Germany, probably about 80% would not vote for him. But we'll see what happens.
Would you say there's a growing, we have the Trump base, which is a legitimate part of our country, obviously. This is 30% of our country or whatever. Is there a equivalent of a Trump base in Germany?
We have a new party that's been around for about 10 years called AfD, the Alternative for Germany, Alternative for Deutschland. And they pretty much follow a Trump agenda, especially when you look at the Ukraine war.
Yeah.
They're very critical of the German and the NATO and the Western support for Ukraine.
What percent of the populace would that be?
Right now they're at 20%, which is
substantial.
It's pretty amazing. And you have to consider, I mean, we're 400 miles away from the Ukraine.
Yeah.
It's like the distance between Chicago and Pittsburgh.
This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Stefan Wagner. He's visiting us from Munich. He's a journalist and he's spent his career writing so German people can better understand America to a certain degree. He's in our studio today sharing the German perspective on the United States of America. Now, you are a self-described lover of Americana. What does that mean to you?
I love the little things about America that make America, America. It's just the stuff, going to a diner and having a free refill cup of coffee. It's something you would never get in Europe. And it's wonderful. I love the friendliness of the people. I have a lot of friends in the U.S. And it's also the small things. Until recently, I think there was a bookstore somewhere in the Southwest where the owner walked around naked and sold books naked. Stuff like that. And the weird tourist attractions like the big ball of twine. All that kind of stuff, the statues of fish or dinosaurs as you travel the highways. It's all part of the American road trip that holds an incredible fascination for Europeans because as you drive by, it's like being in your own road movie.
In just a bit, we'll hear what kinds of historical discoveries mudlarking can unveil from the shores of the River Thames in England. But we'll continue with German journalist Stefan Wagner in just a moment as we flip the topic to hear what he's noticed Americans have to say about Germany when we travel to his home turf. And maybe look at some of what we can learn from each other. Danke schön for coming along. It's Travel with Rick Steves.